Hello, and welcome to Cursed Content Club, the only club where we stab ourselves with knives. I'm your host, Mr. Feel. With me, as always, are Dan and Babam Video Games from Gigaboots.com.
It's me, Dan Video Games, and my brother, Bob.
Yahoo!
And KZ Excellent, I don't care enough to think up a second name.
Hello, Mario.
We are watching inexplicably as the result of a fucking falling down a hole at 4 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
In a side tube and just putting fucking stupid shit we could find into it. It's like a train of thought, and you can't, where you're like, how did I get to here from there? Oh, well.
Basically.
But we are watching YouTube magnum opus with over 20 million views, Mario Warfare.
And it's worth noting, it has 20 million views on this, the complete saga version. The original upload of episode one, part one, which came out a little over 8 years ago, has 11.5 million views.
This is dangerous. This is one of those times where I'm like, what are we doing this week, guys? And then I look over at our schedule spreadsheet. I see a thing in there. It's a Cursed Content Club. And I'm like, I don't know what this is. It's not a real movie. But they seem real enthusiastic about it, which means those are the most dangerous episodes.
Agreed.
Any movie that premiered on YouTube has an extra level of fear.
And yet it has that hard edge we need.
Yes. It's like when you found Virtual Vendetta. It's like Isolation 119, where you're very, very excited about it, and I know nothing. And I'm not ready.
You ready?
Well, KZ, you'll eventually love Isolation 119, considering we're doing an episode on it every year until we die.
Don't worry, I do like it. Except for like one scene that's 18 minutes long.
Okay, we have to get this. We gotta get out in front of this and put in our votes now. Will this be better or worse than Virtual Vendetta? KZ,
what
go.
Did that get? I don't remember what we gave that, because
who gives a shit about numbers? Go with your heart. Do you think you will enjoy this more or less than Virtual Vendetta?
Yes, my prediction is at least a 3.
Dan.
There's something to be said for something that flies so much closer to the sun of being a real movie, and that will exacerbate certain issues. But I
will
do believe
it have an effect better than Sweet Tooth.
Yes, I can already confirm that. I do believe this will be better than Virtual Vendetta and look like it costs 300 times as much.
Right. Bob, do you have the same take?
Yeah, I think this will be better. I don't think Cortana will be in this, so it'll be better just in that merit.
It's a great GIF. I don't know.
I don't know. Will that be something that you can put in your stream boss GIF overlay?
Who knows? Maybe Daisy does a dance like that, and then this is a 10 out of 10.
Luigi, it's time for your pegging session.
No! I also think this will be better than Virtual Vendetta.
Deal.
And I, yes. Deal.
Do you think that this, just like Virtual Vendetta, the director will get drunk and watch our episode about it?
Ooh.
Maybe.
See, it's a coupled statement. Will he get drunk and? And that's where I'm like, hmm.
I'm assuming they're too big, they'll just never hear about us.
Oh. Yeah, it depends how much they've fallen out of fame after this.
Yeah, that is, like, really what it's based on.
I mean, given that they're, like, a cool live-action cosplay channel, I imagine they've had a rough year plus.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so
they might just be drunk at home being like, what's this? What's this thing with my thing in it?
My Google Trends warning went off. Who's watching this and why?
What happened? Why are they referencing it alongside someone who made MK Roomies?
Because MK Roomies is great.
Yeah, we're going to watch a few episodes.
Yeah, we need to do that.
If we have any more predictions about expectations about this.
Okay, I have one expectation, and I haven't seen it yet, but I really need this. I need the world's worst, we did a really zoomed in shot, and we're pretending you broke someone's neck. You know what I'm talking about. They cut to a wide shot where he grabs the guy's head, then a really zoomed in shot where the guy's clearly now looking to the left, but they're pretending he's still looking straight forward, and then he just turns his head to the right, and they go...
I need Dutch angles and fisheye lenses like the Golden Compass.
Shut the fuck up. Never don't mention that Golden Compass ever again.
I don't want to talk about
it. Well, I guess we have to go watch this movie. And if you'd like to watch it with us, you can go to our Patreon at patreon.com/GBpodcast. For as little as $5 a month, you get many benefits, such as early access to Mondo Cool and Chugging Bleach, our two anime review podcasts, extended armchair dev pitches where we explain our vile ideas more thoroughly, and extended Cursed Content Club commentary tracks, as well as Cursed Content by Committee, our Patreon-exclusive, user-voted Cursed Content show. That's patreon.com/GBpodcast.
Well, let's go watch the movie? The series compendium. Bye.
Bye.
We're back. Mario Warfare is the prequel to Super Mario Brothers, the NES game. In this epic miniseries turned epic film, lots of scenes from movies you know happen, but with Nintendo characters in them. Somehow it works. Better than a Channel Awesome movie, at least. So Dan, what did you think of Mario Warfare, and is it better than Virtual Vendetta?
They certainly had access to a lot more resources than Virtual Vendetta. And while I sit here and think it is better, it does suffer from some of the same problems. At the same time, I'm not going to say this is cursed. I definitely expected 2/3 of this movie to be bullshit filler. But it's all thrill, no fill. I'm going to go ahead and give this film... on a cursed content -5 to 5 scale, I'm going to give it a 4.
Ooh, that's high. KZ.
Yeah, this was immediately you are assaulted by what this movie's going to do. It's budget and not budget at the same time. I had a very good time with this. Some sequences were insane. And the incredibly stupid thing it does at the end pushed it just hard enough where I'm like, I'll give this a four. Five's reserved for the most delightful things. Where I'm like, this is great. I want to watch it again. This, I don't necessarily.
Bob, this is getting very high.
Yeah, it's generally pretty enjoyable. It's lots of fairly good choreography. It's like a fun little thing. I can't say I'd really enjoy watching again, though. There are some real, real big groaners. I'll give it a 3.
Well, I'm also going to give this a 3. I couldn't imagine watching this again. I thought it dragged in parts even the first time. So the second time, I'd just be like, this scene again, huh? It was okay the first time, but second time, maybe not.
You know when people take like Miku Miku dance animations and apply that to different like 3D models? Well, this is the Nintendo equivalent of that for choreography and fight scenes in movies. You just put a Nintendo skin on it and you got some cool Mario doing the thing from Equilibrium and Toad doing that.
I mean, that's why I can't watch it again. I need it to be another repurposed with another different set of
cosplays. They're just going to have to do this again for Sonic and Sega IPs.
Oh, that'd be... Look, all you'd have to do to make a Sega version of this, like, hit a 10, is just play the Sega vocal songs over the Sonic vocal songs on every single, over every
one. Oh my god. Ultra claimed.
So, is Toad SPO?
Bullet Bill gets to be the crocodile.
Yeah, he's a traitor. I see Vector. I don't trust him.
Vector's so cool, though.
He is.
Just like Bullet Bill's too cool in this. Now my brain's cursed. I'm just thinking about who to replace these people.
We need to get to the bit.
Yes, absolutely. Let's get through the segments. Holy shit.
Dan, take your win. Well, who's your favorite character?
Waluigi's incredible. His outfit's incredible. His acting's incredible. His choreography's incredible. He knocked it out of the park in this. You know, Toad was really good, and Toad would have gotten it. But Waluigi's in one fight scene, and he owns the film, if you ask me.
You know, maybe Toad would have done better if Toad didn't have the lamest neck break in the entire that you could have possibly thought.
Look, in cinema history, really.
He's a practical killer, okay? He understood the physics of breaking a throat. I'm going to sit over here. I'm going to stand Waluigi. This is great. All I'm saying is Sheeby Weeby's going to be thrilled.
Bob.
I'm going to pick Toad. He had the second best fight scenes. It really shows that these two were the choreography directors.
In a movie mostly about fight scenes, that's, they kind of sing. Oh, man.
Yeah, there's enough scenes of Toad just being equilibrium man.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, he's the best pick.
It's so good because they're just like, we're going to do our best to just reproduce scenes straight from Equilibrium in this hotel lobby.
And they also had the scene with him and the ba-bombs, which is strong.
Yes, especially when they revisit it later.
Yes,
especially when he has his awakening animation.
Fuck, what?
That was good.
It was really good. KZ. Oh,
it's just, I don't want to pick this because I just keep thinking of Bullet Bill.
He's so good.
He is strong.
He's pretty Bullet good. Bill,
especially for the shot when he dies. That they show twice. Also, he has layers because you know he was originally a good guy but then turned at some point. But they didn't give you all the answers to why he turned, which makes it really deep.
True. I wish we got more of him in the movie. He's so delightful.
Those are the best characters.
I thought there'd be multiple Billy Bills, honestly.
Oh, yeah?
Just because
okay, I can see why.
Yeah, it's like that's something you see a lot of in Mario.
Yeah, and instead it was Shy Guys.
Well, I guess I have to go. I have to go last, and I have to. I'm sorry. I have brain damage. I can't help it. My favorite character is Diddy.
I knew it. I was like, I can't take it from him.
It's super violence. Okay.
You'll know why when best scene comes up.
Yes, you will. Diddy Kong is my favorite character, and you'll know later.
Yeah.
But first, we have to discuss who the worst character is, and Bob, who's the worst character?
I'm going to give it to Link. They only had one joke with him of calling him Zelda. They used it like 3 or 4 times. It was always bad.
Mm-hmm.
Also, he shows up in the beginning of the Smash Bros. Scene. It's kind of rough. Like, that's the movie has a down moment there, and I feel like he's part of the start of that.
Well, and you know, honestly, he was going to be my pick, too. You look at the rest of the movie, he's sniping with, like, a sniper rifle. It's not really... You think it'd be archery or something...
Yeah, you
a
think
bit
they
more
could,
Link?
Could do something more Link-like with him.
And then they also have that closeout scene where he clearly wasn't available for shooting with the rest of them, so he got to shoot an insert on a tripod with no other characters by himself.
Yeah.
And they dubbed in the joke for the scene.
That was
yeah,
really
bad. I don't
know
what the fuck that was up with that.
I just explained it.
that
he was not available to shoot with the rest of them, clearly.
I guess that has to be it.
Yeah, he flew back or whatever.
And that's why they put a really heavy filter on the rest of the movie, because the insert shots from then on out had different qualities because they didn't have the same camera. So they needed to filter it a shitload so that way you wouldn't, you know. But yeah, no, he was definitely my pick too, Bob. I think that's the pick for worst character. I don't even know who you could be as disappointed by.
Right.
I'm sitting here and I'm like, Bob picked it. I'm objectively wrong no matter what crawls out of my mouth.
Well, you have to be objectively wrong next to hand. So.
Shit! No time to recover. I'm going to mull over what I think my next best is, as a next worst, to make sure I don't say something and immediately regret it.
Mm.
You know what? I'm gonna go ahead and do it. Donkey Kong.
Really?
Yes. There's very specific reasons, okay?
Okay.
The way his mouth moves.
Please tell me.
One, the mouth thing's funny, but I could tolerate that. I think his dubbed over voice is really bad. And I don't think
it is impressively bad.
I think if you're gonna have people jump around in ape costumes, maybe make some Planet of the Ape dub sort of jokes, like some sort of voice that fits that, the better face makeup to close. Like, let's put it this way, okay? Mystery Science Theater doesn't have a lot of budget, and when their Ape Man back in 1990 is blowing the shit out of yours in 2012 for your high-end cosplay movie, that's kind of rough.
Yeah, the costume's really rough. For me, the only thing that gives him the boost is that first fight scene with Peach. He does a lot of, like, silly monkey moves.
Yeah.
Which helps.
Yeah, and he stabs a person to death with a banana in the eye. And those are really the highlights.
That was the most delighted I had heard feel the entire movie at the time.
Yeah, the stabbing in the eye was like literally all I could want from Donkey Kong at that point. But I do think Donkey Kong is one of the most disappointed. I feel like we didn't really get enough of him built out in connections to other characters. Like, I really don't like the connection that's built between him and the main plot of the movie is really poorly done and overwrought and not as delightful as the rest of the film. And it also leads to the scene where it's like, the king used to look like Altair and was cool as shit.
Yes.
Which is
now
funny.
Now Paul Blart.
but yeah, if he just had a better vocal performance and a better ape outfit and we got another scene as good as the fight with him at the very beginning, at his entrance to the film, that would have been good. But I think the training montage is really weak.
Yeah.
I think the jokes in it are really, really weak.
I don't know, the part where he takes the banana out of the peel.
That is the one good joke.
Yes.
Like, if we're talking best jokes with DK, it's that and stabbing someone in the eye with the banana. But yeah, aside from that, I'm overall pretty disappointed in DK. I think of the entire cast, that's the person. You know who would have taken this if not for that?
Who?
They get a redemption arc, though, so I couldn't have picked them. Luigi?
Okay, fair.
Yeah, but they get a redemption arc.
I guess I have to go next. I'm going to go for the King of the Mushroom Kingdom. I really don't know why they didn't just fucking have him be Altair in the present day too.
What? No. He needs to be a mattress salesman. What's wrong with
just have him be mysterious, have him have the hood up so you never really see his face and be like, I'm going to go sacrifice myself while my daughter escapes, instead of being Paul Blart, be like, "Huh. I need ice cream so I don't fall asleep and then die."
But see, here's the cool thing about him, right? He kind of resembles the kings in Mario 3 that you return to their original forms. Like, some of them were just slubby, unremarkable people. And there's an energy to him being the king that I appreciate in a way that's maybe not genuine. It's just like, I'm your dad, the mattress salesman. You kind of escape, Princess Peach. I really adored that when I came into this film.
If they
my beautiful mid-30s daughter.
If they fully committed and had that slubby dude do a fight scene, I would be 100% sold.
I would have screamed.
Yes.
He would have gotten best character if he just started King of Iron Fisting these motherfuckers.
And then is killed by Wario.
I would have been okay with them if they had given him an insane-looking crown from the king had in the old Mario Brothers comics. So I'm going to post a picture up for you guys to see his insane mushroom head.
I want to see his insane mushroom head.
Okay.
If he had that thing on his head.
It's like a turban.
I love Mario's face in this panel. He's just like, I can't deal with this anymore. I'm out.
That picture of Mario is going to become an emote for our Discord.
I knew it as soon as I...
God.
Casey, who's the worst character?
Wario.
Yeah.
He is really disappointing.
He's very un-Wario-like, but even if you ignore that, his action scene was incredibly lame, and then they cut away from it to an incredible action scene that's so much better than that with Waluigi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd say there's not much else to say. It's just he's only in one scene, and the scene's not very good.
I think he started making a little bit of a comeback where towards the latter half of his action scenes, he started just going, wah.
As he punches someone in the face.
Yeah. I need to stop staring at this Mario face.
Yeah, you should.
Okay, time for me to take my God-given right to go first for best scene. So there's a scene where... where K. Rool traps, K. Rool being a completely normal commando man with a lizard mask.
Mm-hmm.
God, where, different where than K. the Rool, other ones, he has a beret.
Yeah, he has a beret. Imagine like Rolinto with a lizard mask. He has Donkey Kong captured in a chain chomp bear trap and is going to kill him. And he's like dual wielding machetes. And Donkey Kong's like, the child I raised, I've always kept nearby. And then Diddy Kong comes out of the barrel Donkey Kong had spent the entire movie carrying. And after a brief fight scene, he just rips K. Rool's arms off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they cut to his nubs.
Yeah, they cut to him waving his nubs that are like splurting Quentin Tarantino-esque jets of blood. And it was killing me. I'm like, well, man, why couldn't every fight scene have something like this?
And then he gets like his head chopped off with his own arms.
Yeah, it's a great scene. KZ, what is the second best scene? Because obviously what I just said is the best scene.
What? It's not up for debate at all.
Correct.
This is the dude who just said God-given right to go first when it's his show and he gets to decide that. I think you know how it works in his head.
There's a few scenes I like, but I think I'll go with the fight between Toad and Bullet Bill. Thought that was pretty good. Like the
That's
entire
a good
like
one.
Yeah, the Toad sequence all the way up to that. It's really impressive. And then the fucking ba-bombs.
God, the ba-bombs.
Which only becomes better when they show the twist later in the film.
The twist is really good.
I thought that was really good. I was between that and some of the Fight Club stuff, which was very good.
Bob.
I'm just going to cheat and use that Waluigi scene we've talked about already.
Thank you. You freed me for my choice. You made it so much easier. Go.
Yeah, it's Mario fighting Waluigi. They have a very cool set they found where it's a bunch of pipes stuck in the ground and they start fighting each other with different sizes of pipes. Like Waluigi pulls off a tiny pipe and Mario is able to lift a gigantic pipe that seems unreasonable because they made Mario a superhero in this movie.
A bunch of them fall down on Waluigi.
Yes.
It's real good.
I just remembered how he dies.
Mm-hmm. It's very strong. I don't want to talk
really
about it.
It really feels like because the actor for Waluigi was like the head of choreography. He's like, I'm gonna be in the best scene.
No one else can actually do this.
If I'm only in one scene. It's gonna be the best scene. Dan, you've been free to your choice. So what is your new choice?
One moment. Have to look up an exact thing. So in the final real chapter of Metal Gear Solid 4, there's a moment where Meryl and Johnny Sakaki are being attacked by the enemy. So they do a duet together fight scene where they reload guns for each other. For some reason, that was in the middle of this film, and it's pretty good because it's from Metal Gear Solid 4's cutscenes, which are good. The plot really isn't, but yeah, so that was good. I like Metal Gear Solid 4's cutscenes, so cool.
Fair.
Valid, I guess.
Very valid. Not as valid considering what happened immediately after that made me black out.
I don't remember any of it.
Dan is now posted it because I don't remember at all.
Fox Snake Kojima hates you all.
Yeah, I don't know what's with the name of the YouTube video. I just timestamped the cutscene where if you watch it play out, you don't have to do this during the video. This is more for you later. You will see some of the choreography bits they took. It's really good. I appreciate it. It kills me what happened right after that, but...
Yeah, cuts to what's a candidate for worst scene.
Well, let's see if anybody picks it. KZ, you get to go first for worst scene.
Worst scene. I don't think there's a large amount here that I can pick from. It's not like the fucking supermarket. The really dumb conflict scene of Luigi going, I'm a cripple now. You need to bring me to the battle with you. And he just gets left behind. And I'm like, you know, if someone came in during this scene, they wouldn't know the lore is that his testicles were hammered over and over again in a warehouse by the Hammer Bros.
Yeah. Do you think that, like, the person who played Luigi just loved that bit and wanted it to be in the movie? It's so weird and out of place for the rest of it.
I was like back and forth on the fucking hurt in his balls thing until the end when they're like, he got Pokeball testicles. I'm like, that's pretty good.
That is pretty good. It's one of those jokes that you see coming and then get upset at, by the time it actually arrives, you're okay with it. It's kind of
funny. The fact that they went and they put them inside and you're like, wait, why is he awake during surgery?
Yes. God, what a fucking movie. I guess I fucking have to go second. We already discussed the horrible Link scene, so I'm not going to pick them. Any of them.
Okay.
Because they're all so bad. I'm gonna go with Kirby eating Pikachu and getting lightning powers.
I think Kirby being here at all, I forgot I would have made that worst character.
All the non-Mario and Nintendo characters are pretty fucking superfluous.
It's fine. It's fine. We got excited when Captain N appeared.
I got deathly afraid. Fucking deathly afraid when Captain N showed up, KZ, because I thought this was going to turn into a very different thing. Like, I'm completely fine with what happened, but it could have gone somewhere dark.
Describe it.
Captain N, a lot of Captain N fans, like, saw it when they were 4 or 5 and thought it was the coolest thing in the world. So you get a lot of energy of, like, people who like Shadow the Hedgehog a lot, but like Captain N. So when he shows up, I get scared.
So why Captain N says, hey, Mario, nice cock?
More like it's suddenly an edgy Captain N movie.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been pretty cool.
Did I say a scene? No, I didn't. I was in the process of saying a scene. I got fucking derailed by KZ talking about Captain. Oh, yes, I did. A Kirby eating Pikachu. Okay, Dan.
Wow. All right, now let's go.
So there's a scene where Solid Snake appears to just say the plot of the Metal Gear Solid franchise.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
I don't remember a single bit of it.
That's my least favorite scene because it's ham-fisted into this. It really didn't. I know
I liked
how
his snake voice a lot. It was really, really overbearing.
Yeah, I think
it was.
I think I was closer in the intro to the Castle Cagliostro episode of Weeaboomers than.
Yeah, I don't think you've ever done a Solid Snake that bad.
Yeah, like, that's fair.
It was really rough, and it kept going.
Kept you waiting, huh?
Good job,
Phil. You nailed it.
I can't relate. I watched a different dub.
But yeah, this is Yeah, it's completely unnecessary. I know how they think it plugged into the plot and well led into the next scene, but it was the most, I already forgot the name of the other fan film we watched. Oh, no.
Because Virtual Vendetta?
Thank you. Because they changed the name halfway through development and the other name's better, but I know why they couldn't use it. Anyways, Virtual Vendetta. Yeah, it's the most Virtual Vendetta bad scene in this, where it's just like, we've ham-fisted this character in because we didn't know how to integrate them. I hear Xbox people love this guy.
Man, it's really sad we didn't get a scene of like Mario and Kirby and Captain N all grabbing the Master Sword to push it down through Bowser.
Okay, that actually would have been hilarious.
Yes.
They just shove it into his head like fucking Wind Waker.
Yeah, the ending of this movie could have been a lot better.
And then we made sure Bowser would never come back by sawing off his arms and legs.
Bob, what's the worst scene?
There's this scene where Princess Peach has the backstory of Donkey Kong explained to her fireside, and it looks like she's cracking up the whole time.
Oh, she's absolutely.
Yeah.
She was. It took me back to us doing live action sketch comedy because she's just not holding character at all.
Like, she cannot manage the fact that she has to look at a monkey suit man this long.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
that's
she's really.
She can't cope.
She's Jimmy Kimmeling it.
Yes, she is.
I thought that was more a Jimmy Fallon thing.
Yeah, it was Jimmy Fallon. I got them mixed up. It's because they both have fucking nighttime shows now. Yeah, he's Jimmy Falloning it, where she's just like, I'm going to look right at the camera, and like my face is visibly trying not to laugh.
Can we get another take? No.
Yeah. You could be like, come on, just give her a minute. You're making this big ostensibly serious movie. Come on.
Also, the whole plot there, and the fact that the first time Donkey Kong's really talking is really bad.
Yeah, and also how it's shot is really bad. It's just one wide shot by the fire.
Yes.
And it looks like shit, and on top of that, yeah, there are a lot of problems with that scene.
Okay, it's time for a special segment only for this review that I have to ask Dan right now because I'm curious.
God damn it.
Dan, out of the amateur film projects we've watched, how does this compare in terms of shot composition?
This is probably at the top. It's clear they were able to use the cameras they wanted and lenses that were worth anything, which puts them completely out of league with almost everything else. The people who made Isolation 119, the Lumilin films, they didn't have DSLRs with nice lenses. I feel like the Virtual Vendetta guy, of course, had some lenses. I wasn't under the impression at any point that he had like a gigantic kit or anything. But it didn't look like, yeah, this definitely is up there when it's shot composition stuff. It's definitely easier when you're just wholesale stealing scenes and shots individually from action movies. But this was really well put together in that sense. It's unfortunate that this exists in the 2012 zone. So the quality of cameras and the quality of good color grading and everything else make it incredibly noisy and shitty looking, actually. But, you know, it did really well for a fan project around then.
Good to know. I really was curious. Like, I don't fucking have an eye for this shit. I'm blind, deaf, and dumb. I'm slowly, everything I know is from Dan saying, oh, that's wrong, during one of these commentaries.
Which got really aggressive at the start. Yawn at clouds.
Feels like, this house looks like shit. And I'm like, this shot looks like shit. And then we handshake like Predator.
And then KZ pops are going, I don't know what Predator is.
What's a handshake? I don't get this.
Who's Steve Jobs?
This is the weirdest arm wrestle I've ever seen.
Culture is a mystery to me. Does anybody have any final thoughts on, I almost said Virtual Vendetta, on Mario Warfare?
I cannot believe you make this Mario movie. This Nintendo movie. You do super violent, awful looking Bowser. And you're like, how do we end this? Make it secretly a prequel to the game and say to be continued in Super Mario Bros. On the Nintendo.
It's actually Kano.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It is wonderful. It brings it all together. This awful Mario is here to this very day getting ready to be in a golf game.
See, the first time he meets Diddy again at like Mario Kart, he's like, man, remember when you ripped that guy's arms off?
The pipe just gives amnesia.
Waluigi is like, I'm glad I recovered from being impaled that one time.
I I know the next fan project we watch on Cursed Content will not be as high rent as this. There's almost no chance.
Right. This seems absurdly high rent.
So my hopes for that one is there's more dialogue that's funny. Because I think if this one doesn't under-delivers in any specific way, it's that the writing is not particularly funny or good, but the choreography and everything else looks pretty great. I really can't complain all that much.
Yeah.
So hopefully we end up with good writing and not just a lot of writing.
they had two jokes they just kept going back to, and like, well, Luigi's balls have a certain charm, but that Link joke is real bad. Anybody else?
I'm good. Bob's like, I'll pass.
Yeah, fucking Pokeballs.
God, Dad, I don't want to think about that. Let's not pretend the end of this movie is
happening.
Every
time that Pikachu fucked someone up, I was happy.
Yeah, those were pretty good scenes.
That was probably the only like crossover character that wasn't just really bad and shouldn't have been there.
Yeah. Well, that's another episode of Cursed Content Club. Hopefully, we'll see you next time when we watch something that'll probably be worse than this, considering the curve of what we watch.